23 hours.
For hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Combo at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50. Combo Radio 94.9. It's Combo. Hakuna Kulala.
The headline on Kumban Radio.
Five people have died while 15 others sustained injuries following an accident on the Greater North Road in Nakonde. 56-year-old man allegedly defiles three minors of the same family in Kapimponshim. And in African news, uncertainty hangs over formation of war crimes court in Liberia. To present the news in detail, my name is Sylvester Akaumba. Five people, including a two-year-old girl, have died, while 15 others sustained injuries following an accident on the Great North Road in Nakonde, Muchinga Province. The accident occurred yesterday around 16 hours near Air Lodge and involved a Scania truck laden with bags of maize, with 20 passengers seated atop the consignment. Muchinga Province Police Commanding Officer Dennis Moller confirmed the incident, stating that the truck driver is currently on the run. Mr. Moller explained that the driver lost control of the vehicle, causing it to veer off the road before overturning. He identified the deceased as Prisca Namfukwe, 22, Timothy Sichizia, 23, Oswald Simumba, 22, Eunice Nalungwe, aged 2, and an unidentified female adult. Mr. Mola added that two of our survivors have been admitted to Nakonde District Hospital, while three others were treated and discharged. A 56-year-old man, believed to be a pastor, has allegedly defiled three minors of the same family in Kapilimponshi's Kawama compound. And the parents to the victims have complained to a Kumban Radio News crew that they have received very little support from the Zambia police, accusing officers of being unprofessional, despite having reported the matter. Chufia Mwanga, one of the guardians who is a complainant, says it is saddening to see such cases are getting less attention by those entrusted to enforce the law, especially that even all medical examination results have been produced showing that there was a defilement. The incident occurred on Wednesday, 16th July 2025, and the suspect has been identified, while the victims are aged 11, 13 and 14 years old.
Pamanda
nachi papusha nyeka fungro nivombele njude vombe paka pili main police station yapa kulingana na nifichike padi ashiyaba anava ifwe uyumundu paku mtu wako polisi tuwalichi tekerobu teko chibwala tuwafuisha kulingana fwewe ni baba ana fetulirisha nyapo pandu uyumundu ngare chitake ya bana kulingana wafu nipanga anda pa wafu ya shibabu nabali basungi yomute nenda kwa lipoma ishu zonze ya chitike ya kwewa chaba nabali wapu mchaba nabali ondole zonze ya kufasidia lena wafu ya shikumushi nabali bacheki nga bana tabali unyecha denge tuishi wachaba nabali wabali wino bali wabonsha mkwini nga shiba londo nabali wafu ya shikumushi bali cheki nga lena doktor alwai debali tuwele kula kuchipatara ama medical report bali ya asaina pa doktor lena chukuba wabonsha bali wabonsha wabonsha bata tunombo uli badi sana umosi lero ya shoja wakule kupolisi lia mneko kwa tina limu tapali file nda puna angu fimu echa renga tushike kunu tuishiwe tuishiwe charubo shirimu alatu wako shangu shewe tuwata mpoku kila muzambia isi ni haba na haba na haba nesu haba na haba ya ave esu basa mamu situation nyeo tuwarene kila fuweba fiyashi.
But a Central Province Deputy Police Commanding Officer Lemekan Chirwa clarified that the suspect was arrested and charged and then granted a bond. Mr. Chirwa said the suspect met the bond conditions and everything is being handled accordingly. The Lusaka City Council LCC has expressed concern over the establishment of illegal car washes and the destruction of water supply pipes to access water for business purposes. LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba says the Council Police and Zambia Police have continued to carry out joint operations in the CBD to apprehend the perpetrators of this crime. Ms. Mwamba has told Kombon Radio News that establishing car washes must be done in accordance with laid down procedures and failure to comply will result in stringent punishments. She says the council has noted with dismay that some illegal car wash owners have resorted to illegally disconnecting the water reticulation system to create sources of water for their businesses. The LCC Public Relations Manager has since warned that the council will not tolerate vandalism to public infrastructure and illegal trading activities in the CBD or anywhere in the city.
The local authority will not tolerate vandalism to public infrastructure and illegal trading activities in the central business district or anywhere in the city. Anyone found guilty of perpetrating illegality will face the full force of the law. The local authority advises residents to adhere to council guidelines and assist in maintaining law and order in the city. The council remains committed to supporting businesses to foster economic development in the city while ensuring that such growth is achieved within the bounds of the law.
Kitwe Town Clerk Patrick Kambita has expressed her satisfaction with the progress made on the 16.25 kilometer road network currently under construction in the city. According to Mr. Kambita, the collaborative effort between active agencies and partners in the city has contributed to the project's success. Speaking in an interview with Kombon Radio News, Mr. Kambita attributed the progress to the commitment of the partners involved, noting that the city is seeing good work from them. He emphasized the importance of completing the road network, which will improve traffic flow and enhance the city's infrastructure. Mr. Kambita also highlighted plans to upgrade five traffic circles into modern ones, which will further improve the city's aesthetics and traffic management. He believes that these upgrades will contribute to the city's overall development and beautification.
Road network is being done, the 16.2 kilometer road network. It will be incomplete if we don't actually give the facilities to our circle. What we are seeing actually is a good work of active agencies that are partners in the city, and we want to see many others coming on board because we have five more circles that needs to be upgraded into modern circles.
We now have our current business rates, and when we come back, join us for the rest of the news.
The business rates are brought to you by Bongo Bongo, Zambia's casino. The thrill of fun, the joy of winning.
Hello, Bongo Bongo. Again, more than 500 games, free bets, cashbacks. Ah, now you're just showing off.
Spin slots, bet sports, roulette. Bongo Bongo's calling. And ignoring the call? That's bad luck, boss.